Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. So many things are going on. My synoptic firings do not happen in order right now. They're just kind of happening all over the place. I guess they define that as a seizure, right? What a day. Was yesterday, if you missed yesterday's program, I was reading from what Pat had written. And it was, you know, obviously it's coming, it's unfolding and it's maturing. But you got to hear it. You got to hear, we've got to get rid of the pride. We can no longer be comfortable with the very thing that God resists,
mm-hmm.
You know, and hopefully we will be able to play for you today that man, the Christian in the Washington Mall that, began to it was so refreshing when somebody really talks about the real deal. I mean, it's just like, oh yes, you know. And he said it. I mean, he didn't point at nobody. He didn't blame nobody. He knew right then. He was saying, "It's my sins that brought this on this nation."
Wow,
you know, it's my sins that brought this on this nation, and I need to repent for them. And that's he's right. The church, it's us, you know. And his tears are just pouring down his face. But you know what? That's the kind of heart that God can say, okay, I'll tell you what. And he can just reboot.
Mm-hmm.
He can just, you know, forgive and reboot. And it's just amazing, you know, how good our God is. And he's just looking for those opportunities to be able to forgive us. But we have to ask. We have to ask him to forgive us. And hopefully we'll have that segment so you can hear firsthand the heart of what our heart is that we're realizing we're not looking to Washington. We're not looking to the Supreme Court. We're not looking, because this is what's happening today is not the issue. You know, as we say, the issue is us. You know, when you think about Nehemiah, when Nehemiah was going to go back and rebuild the walls, you know, it started with a prayer of repentance for his sin and his father's sins. It wasn't praying for the king's sins. It wasn't praying for those who weren't God's people's sins. You know, it was his own sins and the sins of his father. And so they're in the mall protesting. Some people are just, you know, there's an issue before the Supreme Court right now,
mm-hmm.
and they're wanting to define marriage. They want the courts to be able to define it. And mm-hmm. So you have people that are down there, you know, for one side and one for the other side. But this is the guy that got on the right side. He don't have a sign or anything, but he has tears coming down his face. You got to hear this. This is an interview is taking place by CBN News. Listen up.
This man from Maryland says the scene reduced him to tears.
What's brought you to tears?
I want to personally repent for everything I've done to bring this onto this country. And if we do not repent of our sins, we will not recover. America will not recover.
So First Street.
It is amazing. It's like, there's probably thousands of people down there, and one man understands it. He has tears running down his face. You're going to be able to see this on the VFN Torch, but this is an interview being done. That's just a part of the interview. But it's the only part of the interview that I think counts. He understands it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not about all this other stuff. By the way, everybody in D.C. right now, I don't care who they are, what their political affiliation is, whether they have a leadership job or not, whether they're a judge or whatever, God loves them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and his desire is for them to be saved and to mm-hmm. make it. The issue is with the church, yeah. you know, the issue is with, and I'm talking about Christians here. I'm not talking about people who want to say that they're believers, us. I'm not talking about the building. I'm talking about mm-hmm. The physical building. I'm talking about us, the building of Christ. And it's like, oh my goodness. It's just like, yes, you know? And so that is what we really need to get out. And he says, oh my goodness. He says, my sin has brought this on this nation. He was taking ownership of mm-hmm. the condition of the nation. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
That's just awesome. So beautiful. And I'm like, and that's the burden that I felt like for a long time that, you know, this is my fault. This is our fault. You know, we've allowed this to go on. We allow religious folk to go on acting like everything's normal and religious spirit type thing. versus, you know, let's just get real, beat our chest and say, God, we need forgiveness. Not like the religious dude who sat there and said, you know, I'm glad I'm not like him.
Hmm.
And that's what's going on right now, probably in D.C., is they're pointing at people saying, I'm glad I'm not like him or her or whatever. And Jesus, you know, talks about the man that beat his chest and realized, you know, his condition.
Right.
And that's the one that got in.
Mm-hmm.
And not the one that's just, you know, all, you know, prideful and self-reliant and thought he then figured out how everything works when he's standing, you know, he's given, Jesus explained that. So no, it's the man that built his, beat his chest and said, I'm not even worthy to even go anywhere. And it's like, oh my goodness, where are we in D.C. right now in the Washington Mall beating our chest going like, this guy's what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's my sin that's brought this on this nation. It's my sin. God, forgive me for my sin. If we don't do this, there's no hope for this nation. That's a prophecy.
Yeah.
That's a prophecy, which means two things. One is there's hope for the nation. We just need to have his heart towards our own sin and towards God. And you know, we were part of Stand in the Gap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we went there sometime back with, I don't know, one, two, three, a million men at least. And it was the most beautiful. It's the closest thing that I could have ever imagined what heaven would be like.
Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
And because it was all of us from all over the country. And, you know, I'm talking about every socioeconomic group, every race, every, but it's all men. There was women on the outskirts that were doing some things that weren't so nice.
Mm-hmm. And, I'll quote those, yeah.
Yeah. but despite all that, the men that were there, they just loved on them and just didn't say anything. But it was just amazing. Men are praying for each other, loving God, and there's something beautiful about, you know, men, you know, loving God.
Yeah.
You know, just being
real. I remember
real.
One time, one significant moment when we were all took a moment to repent, and you could hear, I mean, just the quietness. You had a million men on the mall.
I know, a million.
I mean, it was the most holy moment. I mean, quiet is just amazing. And it was just no talking, no movement. And it was just men getting right with God and repenting for their sins and for the sins of their nation.
I was repenting for mine. I know that.
I know that's right.
When I finished mine, I helped Pat out. He had a few.
Oh my goodness. That's a long list over there. So,
mm-hmm.
But it was powerful, absolutely powerful. And the worship was just intense. But everywhere you went, it seemed like just Washington, D.C., for that moment, that weekend, was overtaken by a million Christian men all over the city.
Right, right, right. And also, I remember that, remember when Joseph Garlington was...
I like him.
Because they had so many different... by the way, this is available to you on the VFN Torch. You can see some video footage. You can hear some of the songs that were being sung right there. You can go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch and see this. It was such a powerful moment, but Joseph Garlington just got such, he has such a cool perspective of a real perspective of so many things of the Lord. And, but he was singing. Do you remember the singing that took place with, it says, you know, Jesus, make a man of me, a man of integrity, a man of the spirit, a man of his word.
Mm-hmm.
And that all that was just echoing through all those buildings and the museums and all that was taking place down there. Or Evie Hill. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Where the Lord now.
I love that guy.
Like, he was the real deal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He said, like, some people call themselves, people who call themselves a leader, they ain't got nobody following them, just merely taking a walk.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people today that think because they're paying people to follow them, they're a leader.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is that when you begin, you need men to move in their places. You're going to see some awesome leadership when men begin to just get back in that place. Because what happened was at that time, you know, men went back. You know, if at that one moment, that repentance could have ended, said, okay, you're the leader.
You know, right.
You know, I want to impart this leadership to you. And I want you to go back with the ownership of that title and that responsibility. And I don't want you to be, I don't want you to cow down anymore. I don't want you to feel intimidated in the presence of the religious. I want you to look at what God says about you And I want you to come together in your, you know, your group of your band of brothers to provoke each other to continue this and to lead. You know, lead in your business, lead in your marriage, lead in your home, lead in your community. And it just kind of like fell short in the context of they didn't fall short. So we came back, it just went back into religion because that's what was happening in all the gatherings at that time. It was just, there was like, hey, we're going to get some men woken up so they can come in here and work with our programs.
Right.
And it's like, oh, men don't do programs. So you got to get this. You got to get it. It's on the VFN Torch. Also, there's a picture. We have a picture, an aerial shot. And I believe that at that time it was President Clinton. It was president right there. And think about this: what you could have done as a president. And today, by the way, the Billary package is running for office.
The Billary package.
And this is so connective because he could have came out as a president out of the White House, which is like right there, and gotten the very very front. On the very, very front of what was going on, why Joseph maybe was singing, leading us all in worship to God. Heaven's going to be awesome, by the way. It's just going to be just that alone and worshiping God in that way. But he could have been on his face, like so many men were. He could have been on his face and how America would have shifted.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he got on Marine One. He got in the helicopter
just flew over.
And he circled the mall and then flew off. A million. Wow. I mean, this is before Twitter and Facebook. I mean, there was a million followers.
Yeah.
That a politician flew over. A politician.
Wow.
He had a chance to get, you know, connected at least with a million. And I believe the whole world was watching. They were broadcasting it all around the world, right?
Oh, yeah.
C-SPAN
yeah.
was broadcasting. They were broadcasting everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
TBN, all the ones. But instead of coming out and hitting the ground with every other man out there, I mean, he would have blended in.
Mm.
He could have just humbled himself.
Mm-hmm.
And today it's like, oh my goodness, what's happening in the world today? When you think about all these pieces connecting and all. And you got to see this. One thing too, you might be able to see, you see Pat and I up front because we got up in time. we're up front and, you know,
I think we have a picture of that somewhere.
I do.
By the way.
And we have a picture of John. And you know John, I mean, if he's up front, we got to put him on our shoulders so he can see. And so.
All you other vertically challenged people out there, he really does not mean this. Okay?
Oh, yeah. I thought about that. They really, you know, I really don't. I
really
seriously
does not mean this.
Seriously. These things I say, Pat is not in shape. I don't say, no, listen, I don't.
Nope.
Truly.
He loves everyone. He really loves everyone.
I do.
Everyone.
Right. I'm sorry. If somebody's... No. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
By the way, that picture,
what?
When you do a Google search for Promise Keepers, it shows up on Google search.
Really?
Once.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I was delayed back there. Because I was actually waiting for the rest of my group to get ready. And we all went out there together. But listen, just by the Washington Monument alone, there had to be about 30, 40,000 people. But yeah, you had to get out there pretty early to get out there in the front. I don't think you were way up in the front. Were you way up in the front?
Oh, we
compared to you, we were like behind Joseph Garland.
We were on the front row.
you were by the Washington Monument.
Oh, my God.
You were by the Washington Monument, and we were like a couple feet back. They had so many different monitrons and TVs and goodness. You know, we did enjoy it. It was just wonderful. But I wish I could go back and just enjoy it better.
I know. And this is when we didn't.
You would have got up in time, wouldn't you? You would have like, I'm leaving you guys in this room. You guys taking forever, you know?
I was with the group, man. I said, come on, guys. You know, I didn't want to leave them.
Wasn't Joe with you? Wasn't Joe with you?
Joe, Bob.
I saw him at a, he's like standing in the gap. Stay in his grip. He was talking about some things. I was thinking about you guys. You had a group back then, right?
Yeah, we had an awesome group.
You had Joe.
Joe, Bob.
Bob. Gwee. Oh, my goodness.
What, Miguel?
No, Miguel wasn't in it. That was that's his dad. Gwee was in it.
Oh, that's right.
Brad.
Yeah, Brad, yes.
Brad. I have a funny picture of Brad and Joe to this day. They both had their heads tilted back, doing a B-boy pose.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a monument. Arash.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Abraham.
It was an amazing. And you know what? All these guys, think about that. I mean, that was such an amazing, amazing time. We went together as a men's group, and you had all different, you know, backgrounds. I mean, all races whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
Different socioeconomic backgrounds, different races. And yet the one thing they had in common
right.
was that they loved the Lord. I'm sorry, someone's styling and profiling in the studio, but
Pat, it's fine.
Pat, go ahead.
Okay.
But that was amazing because we were all different ages, we were all different races. And society would say
and
that
height.
We couldn't come together. Yeah, no doubt. And thickness.
Ooh.
Oh.
You had to go there.
Oh, my goodness. It's all right. It's cool. It's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
I don't mind.
But God was there in the midst, and it was just so, so powerful. We met at a conference room of
Oh, yeah.
And that place was blessed. They knew we were coming on in.
You know how much energy Gary always has, right?
Oh, my goodness.
But that early in the morning. It was just kind of
all that in the morning, huh?
Yeah, I remember the morning we had the breakfast. You're talking about that we all kind of gathered in a place.
Was that the Burger King?
No, that was New Orleans. This was Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Standing in the gap.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning. It's glad to have you with us. Saints. He's thinking about the Superdome, is what it is.
Oh, I just remember a bunch of men.
Yeah.
Remember when we went to Birmingham and we a bunch of men to Birmingham?
When it rained.
Sopping wet.
Yeah, men were laying in puddles of water worshiping God.
That amazing.
And we ate, nobody mind, and we ate food. They fed all these thousands of men, and we ate the food up under a flatbed truck. Because that's the place that you could find water or find shelter from that. And it's just so cool. You know, by the way, just to let you know that, you know, the Lord has shown me that it ain't over.
Mm.
I mean, he's shown me stadiums filled with men. And it filled with fathers and sons and worshiping God. Mm-hmm. And we will see it again at a cranked up level of abiding men and abiding sons. As, you know, 11-year-old boys take the stage and begin to say, this is what the Lord just told me this morning. Mm-hmm. And the whole room will lean forward and the power of God, bam, at that place. Because God says, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh.
Mm.
And some of the things that God's shown us about the young people, how he's going to begin to speak through them and minister through them. And we're seeing it now. But as it goes, you're not going to be able to hold back. I mean, you think about Breakaway and Texas A&M. I mean, you're looking at the people hearing the real deal, going after God. And they said, if the Lord leaves, it all stops. And that's how you know when it's God.
Mm-hmm. It's 10,000 students that are gathering. I think it's in a basketball gymnasium. You got to see the picture on the torch.
Yes.
You got to you got to see this. But the video is amazing. Got to watch it. But just to see all of them gather at one time, it's absolutely amazing. I love the stadiums. I see them. I see this. I see it. I see it with you. Yeah. It's going to be absolutely a great thing.
We'll be right back in a moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.